back to the second half of Mike McFeely Outdoors and the Mighty 790 KFGO on this ever-improving weather weekend in the Fargo-Moorhead area. Today it's decent. Tomorrow it's supposed to be in the 40s. Monday it's supposed to be in the 40s. So I encourage you to get out and get sunburned. Get out there and, well, put on some sunscreen, but get out there and enjoy the sunshine and get a little red or pink hue to your skin after this entirely too long of a winter that we've had in this region. Let's go to Minot, North Dakota this morning and check in with Jeff Katzer, our friend from Woodland Resort, Mitchell's Guide Service, Warrior Boats, who joins us every week on Mike McFeely Outdoors. And his appearances are sponsored every week by Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. Jeff Katzer, how are Warrior Boats going over at the Minot Sportsman Show in the Magic City? Are you selling them left and right or what?
Oh, we're having a heat wave over here, man. It's beautiful. The outcome on Warrior Boats has been absolutely outstanding. You know, we've had them through Woodland Marine here for, this is our going on our second year having the boats, and it's been absolutely an outstanding ride with them. And we became the number one Warrior dealer in the U.S. and Canada. I say Canada because there's five dealers up there, too. But we really had a good time, and, you know, they're like a Harley-Davidson. Everybody comes in, they know exactly what options, what boat they want. They're like, here, I want this. Okay, I can use that. That's not a problem.
Very nice.
Yeah, they like the way they custom build them for everybody, and that whole ball of wax. It's a very fun time. And the people are crazy here. They're just, you know what, we're having a heat wave in Minot. I even heard birds chirping in Minot.
Really? So the birds have come out of hibernation to chirp?
They have. They absolutely have.
that's good.
it has been a crazy winter, hasn't it? I mean,
it has been, man. Yep.
4 years, but so this is the best story I've got. We're at Grizzlies in Minot having dinner last night, and a girl from Russia, because I asked her where she was from. I am from Siberia. I'm like, well, how is the weather here compared to Siberia? Oh, it is much colder here.
Jeez, whoa.
I know, right? It's like, oh, really? Oh. I go back. It's much warmer there.
I guess that's our winter vacation spot now is Siberia because it's much warmer in Siberia. That's funny.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's the truth, too.
That's pretty good. Hey, what's the most popular model of Warrior that you're selling this year, Jeff? Is there one in specific that guys really like?
Well, last year it was our 193. That's a 19.5-footer powered by a 200 Verado on the back. It's a price point boat, too. I mean, you can get into that boat in the mid-40s, you know, and have it all set up with everything you want on it for about 50. So, I mean, it's a price point boat. It's a beautiful running boat. I run the 2090 tournament, the big tiller. This year I have a brand new one with a 200 Verado on it, and that has been our most popular tiller boat. So between the two, I would say the 193, the 19.5-foot with a 200 Verado on it, has been our number one seller. With the 20-foot, it's called the 203, being right behind it.
Cool. And keep in mind, everybody who's listening, is that Warrior Boats are fiberglass boats. Check it out. The website is, what is the website? WarriorBoats.com. .com. Just WarriorBoats.com. Okay, I'm confused with a different website, but WarriorBoats.com.
Right.
Check.
And you can also look us up at WoodlandMarine.com.
WoodlandMarine.com.
We now have our website up and going over there because we have them all up on there. And, no, it's been going great. Super, super deal. The boats have been outperforming every other boat that we've tested against, and the customers have been extremely happy.
And it's the Red River Valley Sportsman Show this weekend at the Fargo Dome as well. And so people, if you get a chance to go walk around there, either the rest of today or tomorrow, I would presume, Jeff, and maybe you don't know this, but I would presume that there are a couple of Warrior boats somewhere in the Fargo Dome as well.
There are four there. Pat Kovash is there with Kovash Marine, and I believe he has four boats there. I've got four in Minot. So between Pat and us, we're like number one and two dealer here for Warrior. You can get all your questions answered. And, of course, Pat down there is an extremely awesome Mercury mechanic and just outboard mechanic. He knows all the specs that I don't know about. I can tell you everything about the boat, but he knows all the ins and outs of motors. So,
okay,
great
perfect,
guy.
Perfect. Hey, we have about, 3.5 minutes left of our segment. I've been hearing rumors. The birds have been chirping in my ear, Jeff, that there's like a huge pressure ridge that's opened up or pushed up on Devil's Lake. Is that true?
That is correct. It happened yesterday. There's about a 9-foot pressure ridge 9 foot tall.
Jeez, really?
The boys heard. Yeah, they called me while I was here. I don't know the exact location of the water, other than it's off of Military Point, heading towards Rocky, where the crack has been. They said it's anywhere between 8 and 9 foot tall. So be aware of it. They went up and looked at it. There's no open water, but obviously crossing that thing is impossible right now. When I get back, we'll blow it up with some tanninite or something. And well, that's what we did. We've been blowing them up, and then I flood them for a couple of days, and then they refreeze over, and everybody's been driving on what we blew up. So
okay.
And kind of a little trick I learned, and it worked great.
Cool. That's kind of neat.
Well, that's how they do it on Ice Road Truckers. I have a friend that works on a Yellowknife, and that's what they do. They blow up the pressure ridges, and he taught me how to do this. They use dynamite. They won't let me have dynamite. I don't know why. I think it would be funner. But we use tanninite, and it works really good.
Fantastic. So, have the fish been biting at Devil's Lake? Are they still going?
Good walleye. Yeah, the walleye bite's been good. It's been anywhere as shallow as 8 feet, as deep as 20 in the early morning and late afternoons. It's been great. Obviously, the old-fashioned buckshot that I talk about so much is great. The UV colors have been really super. That pink one has been great with a minnow head. Now, here's another thing. Say if you've got a blip down there that isn't biting, throw the biggest whole minnow you can on that buckshot and just set it down. That's been triggering the big fish to bite. When I say big fish, we just got done shooting two shows, a Jason Mitchell and a Midwest Outdoors show, and both of us that were filming the two shows nailed big monster fish using that tactic.
Okay, so when you're talking big fish, you're talking pound and a half, yep, 2 pounds, or what?
4 to 5 pounders.
Oh, walleyes you're talking about. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking perch. That's a huge perch if it's 4 or 5 pounds, yeah.
Our perch have kind of slowed down a little bit, and we're trying to find them. We are getting some here and there, but we've been trying and trying and drilling, and it's been a little bit slower, but the walleyes have been saving the day now in the early morning and late afternoons towards dark.
Fantastic. So are we to 50 inches of ice yet? Last time we talked to Jeff, we had 48, I think, in some spots you were saying.
We have I have a 6-inch and a 12-inch extension on my Jiffy. There are times I can't get through in the ice house. So we're probably pushing the 52 mark, 54 mark in some areas. And then there's, some areas, Mike, there's only 36 to 42 inches of ice. It depends upon if there's been a big snow blanket on top of that. It didn't build as quickly. But I would imagine our ice roads that we keep plowed are sitting on over 5 feet of ice.
Wow. Okay. That's, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's the most. I know Lake of the Woods, just because it's even farther north, I know that they're looking at 50-plus inches of ice. But to me, 50-plus inches of ice at Devil's Lake in North Dakota, that is a lot of ice. And I'm not sure that in my memory I can think of a time when we've had that much ice. So it makes for safe driving and safe fishing, but it also makes for more work for you guys and people who want to fish. And it means that it's probably going to be a while till the ice comes off the lake at Devil's Lake. So we have lots of ice fishing season left. Jeff, I'm up against a break. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day. Appreciate it. We will talk again, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort, Woodland Marine, Mitchell's Guide Service, and Warrior Boats joins us every Saturday on Mike McFeely Outdoors. Coming up next, we had a chance earlier this week to talk with Steve Carney. He's a guide. He's a writer. He is a radio guy out of the Twin Cities. He stopped into the studio in advance of the Red River Valley Sportsman Show. We'll replay some of that interview with Steve Carney next on KFGO. And she thinks we're just fishing.